7.9.
Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Air Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Air Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
I said, God would top all that. He top whatever you were doing in your best day. God said, I top all that. You wasn't really living. He said, I come that you might have life and that more abundantly. He said, you haven't experienced nothing yet. And he's right about it. Amen. But I wanted to tell you about that. Turn in your Bibles over to 1 John 5 real quick. 1 John 5. And we'll wrap this up. Amen. Have you been blessed? Okay. And also I wanted to mention to you, just because of our time where we are, that's in the back there. That's Little John. Amen. And this is something because we're over in Deuteronomy on, we did our prosperity related teaching on 4th of July. We were here for 4th of July evening, had a great time. Whole lot of people came out, had a good time, fellowship and a lot of work. And so there's an area that I want to mention to you because it had to do with tithing. I'm noticing a lot of, I said 1 John? Yeah, go to 1 John 5 and somewhere down there. Yeah. So as you get there, what happened? This is about the love of God. This is about the love of God because the love of God is the foundational. When I first got saved, the one thing I identified, I wasn't spirit-filled, I was saved, I was born again, was the love of God. That's what I noticed different about me, was the love of God. My ability to love the unlovable, the undeserving, and the unresponsive. That was the one thing I identified with, was the love factor of God. Because God had loved me. Amen? Can you say amen? And so I identify with God's love. And so it's something, always keep this big because God is love. He's merciful, but he is love. He's a God of faith, but he is love. Amen. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, but he is love. It starts with love. The calling card for a believer is love. It's the love of God. Amen. How many of you had to tell somebody something and straighten them out, and you had to do it in love, and you had to do it because you love them? You know, like when you spank your kid, the word says, if you don't spank them, you don't love them. It says that because you're letting them go into life without being disciplined and prepared because they've got to have self-discipline. And if you let them live like that, you don't love them. I said, wow, that's one way to look at it. Can I get a witness? Like some of your best teachers in school were the meanest ones because they love you. They knew you need discipline, not be in their class playing with your mind drifting and playing with the girl next to you and all that. And so they didn't play that. And they cause you to be, they force you to be self-disciplined because the academic world was going to ask for you to be able to keep your mind on what you're doing. Amen? And so that's that part of it. And so that's how the law looks. All right? So in any case, are you over to 1 John? Now, when you get to 1 John 5, and praise God, you know, some of you probably say, well, you know, Pastor Tom, he goes long. You get to moving in life, you're going to be so glad you were alone. So you're going to say, oh my God, I'm glad I got the word. Amen? And so anyway, I'm noticing I was on YouTube, a couple of people, they really talking about tithing. And I feel like I'm just compelled. I actually listen to it. I'll go to like an area where somebody preaching on why you shouldn't tithe. And I'll listen to the whole thing. Well, why would you listen? Because I'm either right or I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I want to know it. Show me the scriptures and the verses on it. So I ran across it, and just this week, I'm like, this lady is really serious about this. She mad about it, too, that the believers just, they shouldn't be tithing. And I said, I'm going to listen. So I just had on YouTube, I listened to her. I don't know her, but she said I was a tither. And she said she stopped. I said, okay, so you understand what it is. And then she went to the scriptures over in Malachi 3, 8, and 10, you know, bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, said the Lord. Prove me now herewith, said the Lord, I'll not open up the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing that shall not be room enough to receive. Who wouldn't want that? But she said, that's under the law. You don't need that. That's not it. Are you with me? Now, some of y'all have heard it, so I'm getting you. I don't know how many of you heard it. I need to help you. Put your shoes on so you can get what's real good and stuff. Be out there. You need to have the man of God to answer, well, what about that, Pastor? Well, okay. And I listed a whole message, and she left out something. What she left out was the fact that tithing was before the law. And I'm saying something to you, but you may not get it. You're going to come to a point because the devil will challenge. He's going to challenge you on this and giving your money away. And I done told you it's not your money. You gave God your life, and everything else in your life belongs to Him. You are a bond servant. If you give Him your life, everything else belongs to Him. Now, but outside of that, that's preaching it to you. But in Genesis. It's Genesis and Hebrews. I'll just give you the scripture. I want you to check this. The word says that Abraham tithed under Melchizedek. All right, now. And that Jesus, you remember Abraham and Sarah, before they got into what they were doing over there in Romans, and it talks about Abraham, the father. God said, I made you the father of many nations over there in Romans, Romans 4 and 8 and all that. So, then Sarah was too old to have a child, but the word said that Abraham tithed unto Melchizedek, who was a high priest, who he had not having beginning or end of life. Amen. And so this priest Melchizedek, somebody say Melchizedek. This is before the law was given. But Moses hadn't gotten the law. This was before the law. So the law is the law, but this was before the law. So this Abraham is called the father of faith. Faith in God. Now, of course, Abraham wasn't born again, because remember, Adam and Eve had sinned and failed. But God, so important is this aspect of Abraham. Not that I know I got you over in John. This aspect of Abraham was the fact that God, through Abraham, positioned Himself to send Jesus. You have to think about how important this is. God positioned Himself to send Jesus. Now, here's the thing about God the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He operates by principle and spiritual law. God couldn't just send Jesus because we needed a Savior, which He knew. He couldn't just haul off and send Him. He couldn't do it. He had to be able to legally send Jesus into the earth. Well, why did He have to do that? Well, What he did was he bound Himself in His relationship with Abraham. So to do it, whenever God asks you for something, He's positioning Himself. What? Whenever God asks you for something, He wants you to give something, He's positioning Himself because He has no needs. God has no needs. Whatever you have, He doesn't need it from you. He's called the All-Sufficient One. This is God's name. The All-Sufficient One. And he had that conversation with Job. He said, if I had a need, I wouldn't tell you. Because He's the All-Sufficient One. Well, why did he ask Abraham for something? Because he wanted to give. There was something he had to give, and he couldn't legally give it unless he was positioned by somebody giving something to him. A lot of people haven't gotten this principle on how this actually works. And so they'll see giving a tithing like some gimmick the church and the preachers have come up with. That's a lie from the devil. You have to know that the devil's a liar. Do you know in Jesus' resurrection, do you know the story where they told him to go there to about the resurrection of Jesus, that they were going to lie that the body was moved. And the Bible revealed that whole scheme. The Bible revealed it, it's documented, so that the people would think that Jesus was raised from the dead and His body was stolen. You go back and read that today. So here in Genesis, is in Genesis. I know some of you at some point, because, I mean, before I got in the spirit field, and I wasn't in ministry. I wasn't doing no tithing. And I had the money. I wasn't tithing because I didn't have a revelation of tithing. And you know where the church was, well, we were doing dues. God didn't ask about no dues. You be giving God $50 a week in dues, and your tithe be $1,000 a week based on how much money you're making. Y'all need to help me. See, God knows what he's doing. He operates by percentages. You get more, he get more. Your income double, your tithe ought to double. Go and double mine, God. Triple it. I had no problem with that 10%. But let's go. That's me encouraging. So what happened to Abraham, they had the child Abraham had. What was his name? What was his name, everybody? Isaac. Isaac was the miracle child because they had Ishmael first when Abraham got out of faith and had the child with Hagar. Amen. But he didn't say you and Hagar. God said you and Sarah going to have a child, and they were too old to have the child. So the child was Isaac. So Isaac grew up, and God said, give me Isaac. Here's a thing. This is a parental thing with your kids. You're raising your kids up. When you see they have something valuable, ask them to give it to you. Seriously, say, get it to mama. Get it to mama. They have a job. Their first job, they make money. Ask for half of the check. What, half of the check? Ask for half of the check. You know how much it's taking to raise a child till they get to the point where they can work and make money? You do know, don't you? Ask them for half of the check. Say, give mama half the check. You talking about interesting thing? For what, mama? Why you want my money? You done clothed them, fed them, housed them, right? See, what you're doing, you're training them now. You got to train them to give to you. Otherwise, they're going to be stingy. When you get older and need them, they're not going to give you nothing. You think they're going to have compassion? They're not going to have them. You got to train them now. Your mama half the check. You know what's going to happen when they need money? They're going to come to you. You know where the money going to come from? It's them half checks you kept. I'm preaching good. You don't really need that money. It's not about that. But what's going to happen, they're going to operate on 50% less. Even if you get less than 50%, they're going to operate on less. And it's going to teach them discipline because the rest of that money in mama's pocketbook in her drawer somewhere because she hadn't spent it. But his heart, he going to pay attention to you. With 50% of his money in your possession, that boy going to be, he going to be taking close to you. Yes, he will. Because where a man's treasure is, well, that money not his treasure, try it. Ask him for it. See if it ain't his treasure. Where a man's treasure, there will his heart be also. I didn't mean to give you that on tithing, but when you do that, his heart going, it's like, whoa, hey, that's my money. But mama, I was going to do this. Yeah, I understand. Give me half of that check. After taxes. So what occurred in tithing, somebody say tithing. So Abraham tithed to Melchizedek. So tithing now is already in the body. It's in the body already. You a man or woman of faith, and we are the duplicates of Abraham. We're the people God promised Abraham. Are you from? When you get saved, you connect to Abraham. Abraham and Sarah. We're the nation of these stars in the skies, father of many nations. We are those nations that Abraham is the father of. Now God is our heavenly father, but we are Abraham is our faith father. But it turns around, I think I'll be through with this here. When it turns around, when you go over to Hebrews, Jesus, all my Jesus people, amen, all my Jesus people, Jesus in Hebrews 6, it references Abraham and Sarah and Melchizedek. They said Jesus was a faithful high priest after the order of Melchizedek. The tithing hater woman on the video never mentioned neither one of these. The concept is different. The people under the law tithe. The people before the law tithe. Are you following? And so when Jesus, aren't you, isn't he your high priest? Jesus. Now I'm asking people, say, well, where is Jesus at right now? You can ask somebody, where is Jesus at right now? They say, well, you know, I don't know, but he's my Savior. You check that out. You go to Hebrews and check out where he is and what he's doing. And what is his position related to your Christianity? Jesus is the faithful high priest. He's alive, seated at the right hand of the Father. This is in Hebrews 6, 7. You can just go and read it yourself. And but it talks about, amen, it talks about where men receive tithe. He went into the presence of God in the holiest of holies. Because you have a relationship with Jesus. What's my relationship with Jesus? He's the high priest. You the believer priest. You a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Am I right? You are a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Every Christian is called a believer priest. That's why you can lead people to Jesus. Angels can't lead people to Jesus. You can. You can lead a person to Jesus and they can get saved. Now, angels can't do that. But you can because you're a priest. When you got saved, that wasn't a sinner that led you to Jesus. Some of you got saved, you didn't get saved in the church. Somebody witnessed and prayed with you and you got born again. And some of you got saved in the church. I got saved in the church, I went down and sat in the chair. But thousands of people get saved by other people who are saved. That's the priesthood. And you've been witnessed into by one plant, another water, God give the increase. I'm talking about salvation now. But so with tithing, Abraham reveals it, and he used the word tithe. He gave a tenth to Melchizedek of all. And Abraham was a prosperous man. The Bible said Abraham was rich in houses and land. He was a prosperous man. And he asked God, he said, what will you give me seeing I go childless? This is what Abraham said to God. What would you give me seeing I go childless? Meaning, I got everything but some children. We don't have any heirs. We don't have any inheritors. Rich people want kids. Hear me now. Rich people not aborting their kids. The one thing rich people want, they want children. Abortion is a lie the devil tell poor people. I'm talking about poor because you don't know the word of God. I ain't killing my kid. Ain't nobody else killing my kid. Well, you know, praise God, your girlfriend pregnant, what you gonna do? My girlfriend gonna have the baby is what's gonna happen. Now, with me and her, we had to discuss that after that, the rest of that, but ain't nothing happening to that baby. Can I get a witness? People think I'm talking about me on that. You got your girlfriend pregnant, Pastor? No, my girlfriend ain't pregnant. My girlfriend too old to have kids. What did he say? It's on Facebook. I don't know how many kids been killed in the name of convenience. Because y'all don't know what to do with the relationship. You know what you was doing when you laid there, leaned there, stood there, what up? Don't be, come on. I'm 6 or 12. Thank God my mama didn't believe in abortion. That would have been a good time to say, I ain't having it, baby. Ooh, thank you, mama. Hallelujah. How many of you are glad you was born? Thank God your mama never told, you know. I bet you somebody in your family told them not to have you. He'll have a big head like his daddy, you know. You going to have a baby from that ugly man? Don't mess with him. That ugly man pay them bills, girl. And he can kiss. He can kiss. He can kiss, girl. Never mind that. Amen. I put some makeup on him. I'm having this baby. Y'all know what to do. We got to go. So anyway, somebody say tithe, amen. It ain't about looks. It's about what God plan is for that child. You ain't listen to people's testimonies. It's people. There's some great people in the world. Somebody found them in a garbage can. They buried that, threw them away, and they're great. And they tell you wouldn't believe it. That's why they're glad to be alive. Shoot, running a Fortune 500 company, driving around in chauffeur limousine, and their mama and them threw them in a garbage can. Amen. Amen. You need to be loved and appreciated. Appreciate your children. You got the love of God in you. Appreciate your children. Don't compare them with other people, because they're not other people's kids. They're yours. You thank God. Get that foolishness out your head. That's the stuff that did. But anyway, I know how to get on that. So anyway, from the tithing and all that, that's what happened. You read that. And so with Jesus is a faithful high priest. So that's where the tithing comes in. And that's not in the law. That's over in Hebrews in the New Testament. That's in Hebrews in the New Testament, where it talks about Jesus being the faithful high priest. That's the position he is. So if you are a priesthood and Jesus is a high priest, tithing is a sacerdotal function. A what? It's a sacerdotal function. It's a function. It's a sacred function that goes on in the body of Christ between people who are authorized members in the body of Christ, and that's a priest. You have to be a priest to do it. You can't do it if you're not a priest. Sinners don't do this. That's why sinners don't take communion, because you're a sinner. You dead. You can't take no communion of God. You dead. You got to get saved. You must be born again. It's a sacerdotal function. I'm like, sister, what is happening to you? You better check your Bible, check your scriptures, get counseling. Getting out here on the media talking about something you don't know what you're talking about, and you ain't called up all the scriptures. That's what I'm telling you. But open your Bible and look at it. I told you where it is. Read it for yourself. Being a non-tither myself and born again, I said, I need to know what this say. Quit being lazy and get the information yourself. Even if you have to fall asleep, wake up, drink a cup of coffee, and read what the Bible says about it. So when you get over here, over there in the law, well, you're tithing under the law, we deliver from the law. Both of those scripts over in Hebrew, that's not the law. Over there and over in Genesis with Abraham, that's not the law either. Although Genesis in the first five books of the law, when God dealt with Abraham, the law hadn't been given yet. I'm just giving the simple version to you. The devil want to talk you out of sowing, getting your crop out of there. He's trying to mess with your relationship with God. Amen. So anyway, that's enough I'll give you on that. And in 1 John 5:4, the word of God says, I'll read those scriptures. It says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that hath begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Read verse 4. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Give the Lord a shout of praise. I'm through. I'm going to stop right there. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet if you would. Amen. We've got to go. Glory to God. We going already? Yep, I know it's not 3, but we're going. Amen. Say this with me. Say, thank God for the word. Say, I'm comfortable sitting down, but my spirit man was being fed. I thank God for answering my prayer in Jesus' name. Go ahead on and stretch. It's okay. That's your body. I'm talking to your spirit, man. That's your body. You sit it down. You got to know how to run your body. If it sit down, the blood circulation stop. If it get warm in here, it'll want to go to sleep. You got to know how to manage it. Manage it like you at one of them $25 hour job and with no sleeping on it. You say, body, I'm going to stand up. Amen. So let the circulation in your body when you stand up, loosen your leg. Let the circulation go in it. Amen. You know, if you didn't eat, you're probably hungry by now, too. Have you been blessed today? I've had a good time. I want to thank Darlene and her friends and Sister Linda Atkins for being with us today. Do I have any other first-time visitors today? Amen. Sister Garner, thank you for being with me. Amen. Deborah, amen. Amen, my sister. Thank you for being. Tell me your name, sister. I know your name. That's right. We saw me. So you're in the restaurant. I thought so. God bless you. Thank you for being with me. Amen. Amen. Always love when you know, believers come to fellowship with you. Amen. We all one body. We all one body. Amen. We all in Jesus together. Nobody have it all together. Ain't but a few of us that do. So just kind of be open and be teachable. Say this with me. Say, I don't have it all together, but I'm helping other people who don't have it at my level. I'm helping them. at their level. And I need a crop from that help so I can keep growing. That's God's plan. All my needs are met with heaven's best. I receive today from the Lord good things, great things, miracle things are ahead for me. I believe it. I receive it. I thank God today for my freedom, for my joy, for my peace. I thank God. I've been through a lot, but God's been there. He's been faithful. He's made me a conqueror and an overcomer. And I'm not going to look back. There are some people that God wants me to help, that he wants me to bless. I want to hear his voice and be used by him. Oh, yeah, there may be some more obstacles in my path, but my heart is prepared to overcome them. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep trusting Jesus. He's never let me down. He's never forsaken me. He's never left me. Oh, I've left him before, but I had to get back on track. I'm on track now to be used by God. And right now, I've spent time listening to the preacher, listening to God, checking out the word, believing for the miracles. I'm getting ready to go now into the rest of this day. But this has been a blessing. This has been a blessing. It's the making of the rest of the testimony of my life. And I thank God today, just like you, Pastor, for my mama and the people that bless my mama. I thank God for them. I was thinking about them too. The people God used. I want to be one of those people that God used. Because somebody out there, just like you, Pastor, they need the word of God. They need help. And I'm going to help. For their life is ordained by God. In Jesus' name. Oh, I'm around some people who all track. And they don't fully understand me. But I won't hold it against them. I'm going to walk in this love of God. I'm going to love the unlovable. I'm going to love the undeserving. And I'm going to love the unresponsive. Just like God said. And the blessings will continue to flow in my life. In Jesus' name. Now to the rest of my church family, members, be encouraged. You've heard the word. Go out and do it. And hear the voice of God. Because angels are waiting. God is watching for you to do what you have faith to do. In Jesus' name. According to the word of God, 2 Corinthians 5:7. It says we walk by faith and not by sight. Hug somebody before you go. God bless you. Amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
It's a meat wave at Premier Meats at Beaver and McDuff. Three slabs or more of spare ribs, $1.99 a pound. Fresh neck bones, buy one, get one free. 3-pound package of Sunset Farm sausage, hot or mild, $8.99. 5 pounds of Azar sausage, hot or mild, $15.99. Case of leg quarters, $19.99. 20 pounds of rice, $9.99. And 10 pounds or more of chicken wings, $1.99 a pound. Premier Meats has other specials store-wide. Premier Meats, open 7 days a week, Beaver just east of McDuff.
All right. Great for events, fundraisers, and parties. The Jesus Bus comes to you, equipped with a top-of-the-line sound system and your own personal DJ. The Jesus Bus will add extra spark to any event. Call DJ Carl to schedule the Jesus Bus at your next gospel event. 307-8347. Helping the First Coast to worship our Lord Jesus Christ. Call today, and the Jesus Bus will bring the gospel to you. 307-8347.
There has never been a better time to get out on the water on a new Kawasaki or Sea-Doo personal watercraft from Jacksonville Power Sports. Take advantage of the great deals going on right now with the best selection and the most knowledgeable staff around. Jacksonville Power Sports can set you up with the perfect watercraft at the right price. Drop by the store on Atlantic Boulevard. They're just a half mile west of 295 and check out the huge inventory. Jacksonville Power Sports. Your fun starts here. Call 641-5320. Online at jacksonvillepowersports.com.